NPR's John Burnett is in the Afghan town Zormat near the front lines. How close are you to the fighting, John?
Bob, I'm looking at a mountain ridgetop, which appears to be about 15 miles away. Every 5, 10, 15 minutes, we hear kind of a low rumble and we see brown smoke rising up in the air from this ridgetop, which is below the snow-capped mountains that are about 12,000 feet high. This is the Shai Kot Range.
It sounds pretty quiet for a war.
Well, it is right now, but actually we've been hearing almost constant high-flying jets all morning since we've been here. I'm looking at, I believe, a plane which just dropped some bombs directly in front of me. And I see them falling, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, falling from the sky. And it's going to be a bit before they hit the ground, but we just saw the payloads leave this very high-flying B-52 up there.
If they're doing that kind of bombing, then the ground forces are probably far off the front.
Yes, the impression I get is that the ground forces have been pulled back temporarily as the bombing continues to try to soften up these al-Qaeda positions up in the mountains.
Wonder how long they feel that's going to be necessary before the ground troops move up.
Well, the bombing has been nonstop for 4 days and three nights. The residents are getting very, very tired of it. And it's been loud enough to frighten the kids in town. The people here tell us that the kids aren't getting sleep. Some of the concussions have been strong enough to break windows. So everyone is paying attention. Everyone is concerned here in Zormat.
What are people in the town saying about the offensive?
Well, it's interesting. This town is considered by the provincial capital as having some Taliban sympathizers, and they're very defensive about this. We just spoke with a guy who's kind of a representative of the bazaar, of the shopkeepers here, and he said, if the U.S. continues its bombing campaign, we're just going to create another cycle of violence. And then we talked to some of the tribal fighters, 20 of whom are sitting around me right now, and they said al-Qaeda and Taliban are up there in the mountains. They refuse to come down, then they should be bombed.
Now, the Pentagon's been telling us this has been fierce fighting and that it's going to last for quite a while. Do you get a sense of that?
It's very hard to get a sense of that right here, Bob. This is as close as journalists can get to the fighting. And they saw troop movement last night. They saw some small pickups with Afghan fighters moving toward the front. This is an immense mountain range in front of us. You can really appreciate the job that these fighters have.
We're told that these are Taliban troops and al-Qaeda forces that have regrouped in sort of a last stand, I guess, in these caves. Do the people there tell you anything about the people up on the mountain?
Well, there does seem to be a bit of sympathy for the Taliban. I mean, they were saying that these were the ones who came and brought security and peace after the Mujahideen civil war of the mid-90s. I'm told that there are former Taliban, al-Qaeda fighters who fled Kabul, fled Kandahar, and passed through this town on their way to this cave complex in the Shai Kot Mountains about 2 months ago.
The U.S. military is dropping leaflets in the area?
That's right. We saw four different kinds. They're about the size of a dollar bill. One of them says it's got a picture of some Taliban men beating a woman in the marketplace. And then it says in Dari and Pashto, do you want this kind of life for your children and wives? And then another one has got a picture of some gun-wielding rebels. And it says, oust the foreign terrorists. And, you know, some of the farmers on the road handed this to us, and they just kind of shrugged. It was kind of a curiosity for them. They didn't seem to be too impressed by them.
NPR's John Burnett in the Afghan town Zormat.